T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Where they are with Odell Beckham. Teams have absolutely called.
The worst thing the Giants did was give Beckham that contract. That ended that because you can't get rid of him.
Odell Beckham traded from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns.
Someone's calling.
I take it or not?
You do what you want to do.
Hold on a second. I got to take this.
Hello?
Turn his mic off. Mic off.
This thing on.
Mic off.
Not a hot mic.
Le'Veon Bell, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
This is compelling.
Le'Veon Bell. 4 years, $52.5 million with the Jets.
Right now.
Something's going on here with Levy and Bell.
The Jets have levied a deadline.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so less than 24 hours after the Big O gave me a ton of crap for missing the show on Friday, yeah. And how he's tough and determined to show up, he's not here today.
Such a big baby.
How's that work?
He's such a big man. He was talking such a strong game.
Such
I'm
trash.
I actually feel kind of bad because I was piling on. I kind of felt like you kind of, you know, punked out and kind of wimped out a little bit. And here he was grandstanding on you. I come into work. I had the same surgery.
Some of us are committed. I still come in. Actually, we got him talking about it yesterday, I think.
We play hurt on this show. We play injured on this show.
So he goes into the dentist this morning at about 9 a.m.
They had to get a little work done.
Then he suddenly can't come in here. I know some other people who work on the staff who probably are a little bit more, should we say, dedicated.
Why let the wolf pack down?
So I love to cough. Lou sends us a video trying to show us in this video how tedious, how tough it is for him in the dentist chair today. You know what the problem with him is? He's too vain. It's my job, baby. When they tell me you got to be in there in the sixth inning, Lou, the wimpy baseball player.
Yeah.
I'm in the sixth inning.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that the utility guy couldn't do two things at once.
Sixth inning, Ordway. Let's go. I need someone to pinch
what?
Run.
Hold on. Wait. See, look at your phone. Right?
I need a pinch run. Let's go. Where are you?
Yeah, baby, when they tell me you got to be in there in the sixth inning, Lou.
Hey, I need you in there, brother. Where the hell are you?
The thing is that he was setting this up all day yesterday. Is what he was doing. He was setting the whole thing up. When did you get that text message this morning? You got that text message at about what, 9 o'clock, 8:30,
yeah.
Something
I didn't
like
even
that.
Get it from him.
Sorry,
I got it from Joey.
Sorry, guys. It's worse. It's worse for me today. I can't come in today.
Yeah.
So he's been. Oh, and let me tell you, he was not at his best yesterday. I want to say, if we're going to grade him, I'd give him a big fat F.
He was a mess.
He was terrible. Oh, my voice. Oh, I got a headache. Oh, where? You can't talk a big game and then not show up. Literally 24 hours later.
I know.
Preparatory.
Yeah, he was all over the map.
8:21 this morning, he sends us a text. Oh, my voice.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Here's what at least you sent proof. We asked for proof, and we got nothing.
I wanted the video. I can't talk. Look, listen. Look at me. I'm on my couch. I'm drinking tea.
I got a cold rag on my head.
I can't make it. I can't do it. I'm over here checking out Twitter, all the signings.
I'm eating chicken soup for my throat.
I'm on
and
my way to Barbados.
I can't get out of bed.
I got to go find Bill. I got to go to Barbados.
Jalen Brown. The humidity will do my voice some good.
So he's out.
Oh, what a fraud.
So he's out.
He's out.
No Ordway today. So
I kind of like it.
See, MFers.
Yeah,
we're going MFers here today.
I kind of like it. Old school. Before Ordway.
I know yesterday we started off talking about some of the guys we wanted to sign. One of my guys, gone. Tyrell Williams, Raiders.
He's gone?
Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah, he signs with the Raiders. So you got him and Antonio Brown. But obviously the big news yesterday, right? So I'm at home and I'm sitting there. I get a text, OBJ to the Browns. I'm like, what is this? What do you mean OBJ to the Browns? I thought he wasn't going to get traded. I thought maybe he was. I thought it was all smokescreen, right?
Yeah. I didn't believe it either.
So he gets traded to the Cleveland Browns for a first, which is what, 17th? A third? And Jabril Peppers, which is a player I guess the Giants loved. So I think that when you look at Cleveland, and I know they instantly went to like, what, 7-1 to win the Super Bowl?
Now everybody loves them. I love it. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
They're good.
I give the Browns they're building something special. And just like I did with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're building something special.
Okay. And now suddenly Everybody's jumping on board. Ooh, they're dangerous. Ooh, they're really going to be good. Oh, they're going to win the AFC North. No, you got to figure it out beforehand. Yeah, the train is leaving. Now, a lot of people are going to pair, can look at this team, look at all these weapons, look at Landry, look at obviously Odell Beckham Jr., Nick Chubb, you got Kareem freaking Hunt.
Who's just sliding under the radar right now, by the way.
Is that weird to you?
You're talking about a perfect landing spot for the controversial signing of Kareem Hunt, right? Cleveland, because they are making noise everywhere. They signed Sheldon Richardson as well. They traded for Olivier Vernon with the Giants earlier for that guard, which has kind of maybe sparked some of these talks with OBJ. You're loaded. Joku, the young tight end.
From Miami.
Miles Garrett to go with Richardson in the defensive line.
Here's the thing. I forgot about him. Who's the number one overall pick?
The kid Ward, the rookie, all pro, corner. I mean, they are legit.
Well, and it's funny
because
well, I mean, listen, on paper, they're the Rams.
Oh, well, they're this offseason version of the Rams.
Or the Chiefs. So you talk as far as talent, give me an offense that has more talent than the Browns right now. I mean, you can sit there. Just look at their receiving core as a whole. Their running backs, assuming Kareem Hunt comes back at some point in time, there's not a better backfield than in the NFL than what the Browns have right now.
What? I'm sorry.
Now, I don't know if Freddie Kitchens, their head coach, I mean, is he Andy Reid? Is he the brilliant mind that is Sean McVay in L.A.? That seems to be up for debate.
Freddie Kitchens right now, is not only calling plays for a young quarterback, and I don't know if he's going to keep his duties as a head coach. Can he handle these egos or all of these guys right now? I mean, if you're Dorsey, are you sitting there? Was he the right guy for this? I guess you'll find out soon enough, right? But not much experience, and you're going to give him a great roster like this?
Well, to me, this is when you take some baseball analogies. Like, use Alex Cora. Well, his toughest job, obviously, game time decisions and, movements and management of the game is important.
I don't know, man.
The most important thing is managing your personalities and your talent.
So that's his biggest job.
And I think that is his biggest job. Now, our good friend Teddy Bruschi, who has a little bit more inside knowledge, seems to think that he's the perfect guy for the job.
Freddie Kitchens is a coach that I think is perfect for this situation. There was always something that seemed to be wrong in terms of respect or trust with an Odell Beckham Jr. and an Eli Manning. Well, those two words that I just mentioned are huge with Freddie Kitchens, developing respect and trust with his players, because once you develop that, what he believes is this, then we can have uncomfortable conversations.
Okay, uncomfortable conversations. And I would say, who do you think the two most difficult dynamic personalities are on that team right now?
The best friends.
Yeah.
Odell Landry, and Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
If I was to tell you that they have the best person on that coaching staff to manage those two guys, because the guy that is the receivers coach for the Cleveland Browns was also the receivers coach at LSU, came in as when both those guys were sophomores and coached both of them. So he has an in-depth personal relationship with both those guys.
Close. I mean, when my kid found out this trade went through, he became a Browns fan because he loves Odell.
And he's a front runner too.
Well, he liked the Giants, but then he likes New Orleans. Yeah, I'm with you. Whatever. He's nine. Of course he's a front runner. Yeah. Who wasn't? But that's the first thing I told him when he went to the Browns. He's like, he's back with Jarvis Landry. Yeah, they're like buddies, and maybe it's the best thing for them. But my question is, so first and a third in Jabril Peppers, right? So when you say the Oakland Raiders gave up a third and a fifth, and this is where I say Antonio Brown just, the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they could not control their player.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
They couldn't keep it public. I mean, private, right? They had to let it get all out. They couldn't control the man. They got a third and fifth, while New York Giants got a first, a third, and they got a player as well, a pretty good player, maybe to replace Landon Collins. I don't know how they feel about him, because it's not like these two are far off. Did you see this article? Ralph Vacchiano, I believe. I'm not sure. He's with the SNY. Talking about, he asked, so what happened? How did everything go so wrong? The Giants were willing to ship away Odell Beckham. This is a quote. He had become too much of a pain in the ass, said one source familiar with the situation. And it was a real fear that eventually it would get worse. She said, absolutely was not a football decision, according to one team source. Giants are well aware that replacing Beckham on the field might be impossible. So before it got to that, or we all know what Odell Beckham was, but privately, if he was a real pain in the ass, at least the Giants were at least able to keep it private to get a first, a third, and a player. Whereas Oakland got, I mean, gave up a third and a fifth for that guy.
Here's the thing. This is how just dumb the Giants are. So Odell Beckham Jr., from early on, when he had his early success, so you can start to say he's doing commercials, he's starting to get a lot of attention. You can tell that it was already too late. You weren't gonna unbreak that bell. Like, he was who he is, and he was gonna be difficult, he was gonna be demanding, he was gonna be a diva wide receiver. So he wants a new contract. He fights for a new contract, he's threatening to hold out. They come to him and they say, listen, do the right thing, we're gonna take care of it. So he shows up at OTAs, he's at camp. And sure enough, they gave him this whopper of a contract, such a big contract. All it did was empower him. All it did was make him stronger. It didn't make him get in line. It didn't make him become a leader and sit there and look at himself and say, you know what? I need to be bigger than myself. I need to lead these men. I need to do the right thing. It turned him into a bigger dink.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like Eli Manning. He thinks Eli Manning sucks.
He's right.
So, yes, and he's 100% right. But somehow the Giants thought if they paid him, he'd behave. He didn't. So they go out.
Couldn't you say the same thing about Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh did the same thing with Antonio.
I think they're exactly the same. I feel like those both teams got rid of the players because of personal issues.
But don't you think one kept it, did a better job at it, though?
Oh, yes. I think, well, I mean, you can look at the difference. When you look at what happened with the Steelers, okay? Look at the Steelers. Just by the way, they mismanaged their two stars. When it comes to Brown and Bell. So Le'Veon Bell, who's now a Jet, we'll get to him soon, Antonio Brown. So those two guys equate to $35.62 million of wasted cap space if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler. So they so badly screwed this up, and they were so desperate to get out of it, and I don't blame them, because what's worse, okay, getting out of it now or letting it fester and get even worse and bleed into the next three seasons? So they said, screw it. We messed up. Get rid of it. $35.62 million of wasted cap space because you screwed up with two guys.
We had a general conversation.
So I think they're both situations are the same. I think both are personality-based issues. But Odell Beckham Jr., he's making out in this. He's the guy. That Giants team, who the hell knows what's going to go on? Yeah,
you know what's coming next. I mean, Ian Rappaport even talked about it, right? Odell Beckham, he wants exactly what happened to Antonio Brown. Right? He wants Cleveland to sit there and say, listen, yeah, I want a new deal, just like what Antonio got. So, you know, maybe it's their headache. Hey, listen, they got a lot of cap space. Maybe they're willing to pay the guy. They got a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, and they maybe can afford to do it. But I listen, the Giants, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. Right?
I don't think, here's the thing, though. People are killing the Giants.
But at least they got something back for the guy that eventually was going to be an issue, and we all knew it.
Yeah, so I think, okay, so they paid him almost like $28 million. They paid Odell Beckham Jr. guaranteed money, almost $28 million in like 10 months.
By the way, they're going to carry a $16 million cap hit next year.
Yeah, okay.
No, Pittsburgh, what was it, 21?
Oh, it's this is where your bad decisions come back to haunt you. But I would say the Giants, when I think about who they have on their team and what they're trying to do, at least they have some draft capital to do something about it. So they don't get a quarterback, and everybody's killing them because you didn't get Sam Darnold. I have no idea if Sam Darnold's going to be good for the Jets. He may suck.
Right.
I mean, maybe he'll be a little better because now he has Le'Veon Bell. Okay, so Eli Manning is a bridge quarterback. He's got 1 year left, and that's it. So you have two first-round picks now. Now, go ahead and get one of those guys. Go get Josh Rosen. Go trade with the Arizona Cardinals. They can get Kyler Murray number one, and they can go ahead and get some defensive player with the second pick that you have. They have the capital to go get their quarterback. They can go get Josh Rosen. They can get another quarterback in the first round, move up. It's not completely out of hand. I feel like the Steelers are in a worse situation than the Giants are, because at least the Giants have some reasonable assets.
I still feel like the Steelers can still be competitive. I still think the Steelers are okay. They still have a number one wide receiver, and they have a starting running back who's pretty damn good in Connor. So I still think they're okay. They just didn't maximize their asset. The Giants, I feel like they did. But they're just in almost, you feel like they're in a complete rebuild, right? Landon Collins leaves. I mean, traded Olivier Vernon. He's in Cleveland as well. Sheldon Richardson, he's out in Cleveland now as well. That's going to be a good freaking football team.
Yeah,
I can tell you that
okay,
much.
So people are comparing this to the Philadelphia Eagles from a couple years ago when Vince Young was on the team. They started getting all this talent, and they thought they were going to fly like Eagles. They were going to, like, this was the dream team. They were calling it the dream team.
Coutinho.
They couldn't manage the personalities. Nobody panned out. I would say with the Browns, I mean, again, offensively, talent-wise, show me a team. Give me a team that has more talent. Just talent. Forget about what they can accomplish. Right now, if you were to draw it up, hey, I'm going to give you Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. I can always forget the tight end's name. The young tight end.
Joku.
And then I'm going to give you Baker Mayfield.
Well, that's the key.
Are you kidding me?
That's the key.
So, Baker Mayfield. So, yeah, Baker. Okay, you had a good, you're
handing
tough guy.
It over to
feel dangerous.
Somebody you're not quite sure of. Liked what you saw last year. So, no, I think they're a good team. The other news we want to get to, too, like you're saying, is Le'Veon Bell. So he signs with the New York Jets, 4 years, $52 million, 35 guaranteed, right? Max value up to 61. And it seemed like the Jets, I don't know, they're competing with themselves. I would look at Le'Veon Bell. I know people are debating this back and forth, left and right. I don't think he won.
People are saying Le'Veon Bell won?
Oh, yeah, I heard. As a matter of fact.
Who the hell said that? Is that Reamer? Reamer
no.
said it, right?
As a matter Reamer of fact, this morning,
Wiggy.
This morning, I heard Stephen A.
We're booming.
I heard Max Kellerman and Teddy Bruschi. And I felt like Max Kellerman and Teddy were even saying, listen, the guy held up, but he won. I mean, he's got $35 million guaranteed. And then they were trying to break it all down, and I'm like, I don't get it. The guy sat out last year. He lost $14.5 million. That's gone. That's never going to – you're never going to recoup that. If he had signed a four-year, $67 million deal, I would say, okay, maybe he recouped his $14.5. But 4 years, $52.5? I look at that as a five-year deal, $52.5, because last year he made nothing.
Yeah, I think when you look at Le'Veon Bell, and I disagree with both of them – this is going to be more about the money he gave up. So don't you have to equate that? Dude, you sat out. There are so many different other options you could have had to make sure you still got that money. But you were so hell-bent on making sure, at least that you're trying to tell people, the assumption that you're trying to give to people, is that you wanted to make sure you were healthy. You want to make sure there was no nicks or no scratches. You didn't have a sprained MCL. You didn't have a sprained ankle. You didn't have a concussion.
Well, how about this one?
Though that would lower your overall value.
One? Because this is what we all said. Le'Veon Bell is smart not to come back. Why? Because what happens if he breaks his leg? Like, say, Earl Thomas did after week four. If you remember, right? He was about to get traded to Dallas. He wanted a new deal. He breaks his leg. He flips off his own team when he's getting carted off the field. And we say, man, boy, that didn't work out. This guy should have held out. You know, Le'Veon, if you're smart, after watching what Earl Thomas happened to him, you're smart to stay out to get paid. Meanwhile, Earl Thomas just signed for more money than Le'Veon Bell did. He played four games. He missed the rest of the season. And Earl Thomas signed a four-year, $55 million deal with the Baltimore Ravens. 32 of it's fully guaranteed. The man gets $22 million the first 9 months, Earl Thomas. So... It worked out pretty good for him.
No, it did. I don't
Le'Veon's
understand.
Never getting that.
So here's the thing: is
back.
That the Steelers made multiple offers to Le'Veon Bell that ended up being similar to the deal that he got. So not only does he lose a year, but he loses the money that he should have gotten last year. Yet he's still making the same money he would have made 2 years ago of the contract that they offered him 2 years ago. So how does he win in this? To me, it's a colossal decision, terrible decision, as far as the advice that he was taking and the reasons why. So here's what you do. You go out there, you play in the tag, even though you're irritated and you're pissed off. You get some sort of insurance for any sort of catastrophic injury, even a minor injury that may be perceived to lower your value, a concussion, a broken leg, an MCL, a shoulder, whatever it is. You pay $1 million for that insurance. You get your $14 million. You get all your money. Now you're still a free agent again. The fact that I don't know how anyone can actually think he won in this, because the other thing is you mentioned other teams. They were probably betting, his agent, his camp, were probably betting that there were going to be other suitors. There was going to be a bidding war. And there was going to be this huge like competition for his services. There wasn't. What they tried to do is create the illusion that other teams, like the Ravens, were involved in the bidding. But the Ravens came out and said, nah.
They signed Mark Ingram.
Nah, we signed Mark Ingram, a veteran tailback, and it's good enough for us at a reasonable rate.
3 years, 15.
The fact is that the Ravens were never even involved. So what does his camp do? What does Le'Veon Bell's camp do? They sent up some bull crap statement They release, oh, yeah, the Ravens are involved in it. Well, somebody asked the Ravens, have you guys talked to Le'Veon Bell's camp? No, we haven't even, not once. So it backfired on them. So now the Jets are like, okay, you got caught. We know this is some sort of scam you're trying to run on us. We're going to give you a deadline. We're not playing this stupid game. Take it or leave it.
Le'Veon Bell didn't want just high-end running back money, right? Todd Gurley. He wanted high-end running back plus wide receiver money. You think he thought he was going to get $13 million when he's a free agent? And all these teams are going to come running and wanting the great Le'Veon Bell? You thought $13 million was what he thought he was going to get? No, he thought he was going to get $18,
$19. Yeah.
He thought someone was going to break the bank.
Mm-mm.
So I saw his 4 years, $52.5 million deal was like the third highest paid running back. That is a colossal failure. I'm sorry. The highest paid running back is the last one that signed, especially when you're an elite running back like Le'Veon. He should have been the highest paid running back. We see it all the time.
So who, the last two backs, okay, so Gurley.
Gurley.
And who was before him?
That's a good question.
Because I would say Gurley would be the last one. I can't even think of someone before him. But you're right. So if at the least you have a comp, it's not like you're 32 years old. You're not Frank Gore. You're in your prime,
right?
And you're healthy, but the problem is he had nobody else looking for his services. Not one single person. Now, one person was out there because you wanted to create some sort of bidding war. And Todd Gurley, he was signed. He never became a free agent. The Rams recognized how good he was, and they said, screw it. We're going to re-sign you while you're young, get the most out of you, and then by the time you're 30, let somebody else pay for your issues. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it. There's no way. I don't see how anyone can actually believe that he won in this deal.
So Le'Veon Bell makes $13 million. When you look at the New England Patriots, you know, that's always the question, right? Do you want one guy at $13 million, or do you want James White, Rex Burkhead, Sony Michel, James Devlin? You want to throw in Brandon Bolden?
Sure.
We don't know what that
Brand
number
new.
Is. Now, Bolden's back on a two-year deal. I'm guessing it's not all that much money. So Le'Veon Bell's $13 million a year. James White, Rex Burkhead, Sony Michel, and Brandon Bolden basically add up to about 13, just under a year, right?
Hey.
So would you rather have four or five different options or Le'Veon Bell? Now, we all know who he is. The guy is a great player. I'm not saying it. And honestly, it goes to the Jets. Is that the best thing for Sam Darnold? Well, I would say, you know, you'd want to get some guys catching the ball, but I do feel like the great running back can help out that young quarterback. So I think it's a good move for them. I don't fault them for that. They have all the cash. You know, they got a bunch of cash to spend, and they got Le'Veon Bell for 13. When I think a lot of people felt like, you know, $18 million or something like that, ridiculous type of contract. I don't think $13 million is a bad deal, but it just goes to show you two teams and how they go about their business.
And the other thing about it, I know we're going to take a break, but when you think about it, there's something that goes with re-signing with the team that drafted you and developed you. Because when you look at the Steelers, okay, and this is how dumb Le'Veon Bell is, because the Jets are just going to use him and get rid of him after 2 years. The Steelers, on average, they pay out 80% of the total value of one of their players' second contract. This is just for homegrown players. So if you're drafted by the Steelers, they develop you, they realize you're part of their culture, they end up paying out 88% of the total value of the contract. So some of these contracts that are 5 years, whatever, $50 million, they're backloaded, and you never see the fourth and the fifth year. With the Steelers, if you're one of their guys, not a free agent, you usually make all your money. So the Jets, you think he's going to see every last penny of that with the Jets?
No.
To me, that's a business decision.
35's guaranteed.
That somehow you need to add into the equation.
So my guess is that's a three-year deal. You know, it's a 4 year, maybe 2 year deal, to be honest with you. You know, maybe a lot of it's up front, but I don't know. So Le'Veon Bell, he's in New York. Odell Beckham Jr., he is in Cleveland. I think we all agree, Cleveland, very good team. Jets, I don't know how you feel about them, Patriots fans. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Either of these teams a big-time threat to your New England Patriots. No Ordway today.
It's my job, baby, when they tell me you got to be in there in the sixth inning, Lou.
It's sixth inning, Big O. Where are you? You're not here today. It's the MFers.
He's warming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
He got what the market bared. He wanted to get to the free agency. He wanted to see what other teams offer. Just because he wants to be the highest paid running back doesn't mean he's going to be. And he had a chance to talk to all these teams. He basically had his value determined by these other teams. This was the best deal that he felt he could get at this point in time. 4 years, $52.5 million, up to $61 million with $35 million guaranteed. Would he have wanted more? Sure. But he got to take last year off. Didn't take the pounding on his body that he had taken in other years. That's his loss, the salary from last year.
All right, that's Adam Schefter talking about Le'Veon Bell. But did he win in this thing? I don't see how he did.
Don't you think if he goes out there and he has a subpar year, but he comes out healthy
last year?
Yeah, you think the number is different than this?
No.
I think the number is exactly the same.
I think the number was low.
I think this number is low.
A lot lower than he thought he was going
to
get.
Well, to me, it's just like any when you're going to buy a house or you're looking at homes and people are talking about the comps, and it's not what you want to get for it. It's what someone is willing to pay. So they're just nobody's willing to pay for it. So what someone is willing to pay sets your market. Don't give me a girly comp. That's a different neighborhood. That's a different system. That's a different team, different organization. East Coast, nobody's bidding against you. And that ultimately, he would have wanted to create some sort of bidding war, and it didn't happen. They tried to manufacture it, and they got caught, which actually backfired on him because you give me a last and final. The Jets give him Le'Veon Bell, last and final offer. This is it. Okay, and I'm going to give you a deadline. So, okay, I gave you last and final, and I give you a deadline. What do you think his camp's going to do? No, we want an extra $2 million. What does last and final mean to you?
This isn't baseball.
Last and final means last and final.
This isn't baseball. My only thing is that he coughed up $14.5 million last year. That was guaranteed. So if he did get hurt, what was his deal this year? What would it have been? Would he needed a one-year deal? Would he have gotten 1 year, 10 guaranteed? I don't know, but that's 24 and a half guaranteed for 2 years.
And here's the other thing.
I think he would have got close to this anyway.
And maybe, just maybe, I'm the Steelers. I just lost Antonio Brown. Now, I'm a Steeler. I played out that year. Antonio Brown is gone. They need me now. They need me to play for them. I'm one of their most important weapons. And I just removed myself from the equation. Like, just flat out, do you imagine if the Steelers, if he was still on the Steelers and he played out and Antonio Brown is gone, you don't think they'd want to keep him and that his value maybe would be a little bit more to them than it would be to some other team?
Yeah. All right, let's get to the calls. 617-779-7937. Let's start with Steve in a car. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Good.
What's up?
Good. A couple of things, right? First of all, you can spend all the money you want out there in free agency, and it still comes down to one thing, coaching, okay? Like, Flores is new in Miami. The Jets guy is new. There's a lot of new coaches. Bottom line is, Bill will find a way to tinker and play and bring in guys at cheaper money, coach them up, and they'll be there again. They still got Tommy Brady. But, I mean, I think the Jets had, $100 million to spend this year? They had $100 million to play with or something like that?
Yes. They had a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. So they grabbed Mosley. They grabbed Barr. They grabbed
They didn't grab Barr. They missed out on him. They thought they were going to get
him.
Yeah, he had cold feet. Stay with Minnesota.
Oh, right. Yeah, they got Bell, and they got the other guy, the wide receiver there that's pretty good that played in Miami.
Jameson Crowder?
Crowder, right. So, I mean, they made some moves. Now, are they good enough to move up? Christian, I don't think so. Do you?
For who?
Oh, did he go for a sandwich? Did he go for a sandwich? The Jets. I mean, they made some good moves, I think, but it's not going to be enough to make
it. No, it's not.
They might be 8-8 or something like that, or maybe 9-7, but depending on a rookie quarterback. And one last thing, I just want to make a comment on baseball, okay? Just a second.
No, we're not talking baseball today.
Oh, no,
we're not talking baseball.
Why not?
We're not doing baseball. I have a really important story. I do not want to talk baseball today.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm not Ordway. I'll let the man speak.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go, Steve.
We're going to get into this.
Completely, we're talking straight football. You're going to go baseball.
Anyway, I think the Sox are making a
Oh, my God. What are you doing, Steve?
I get that. Hold on. Excuse me.
Without a close.
Oh, we're not.
I agree.
Steve, we love you.
Steve?
Steve?
Steve? Great.
Steve?
Great call.
Here's the thing.
Thank you. I agree
with
Steve.
Okay, here, listen. We got a ton of, we have so much stuff, and this happens all the time with Ordway, right? We have all these great things.
Replay it.
I have this great story I want to get to, and I feel like this is an opportunity to do it. And since we don't have a lot of time, there's no need for baseball talk. There's no need for bullpen talk. The season doesn't even start for like 15 days, so I'm not even going to mess with it. I'm not going to fight you over it. I'm just going to tell you I'm putting my foot down. We're not doing bullpen talk. Period.
That's not to be bullpen, but it's.
I don't want
to
have baseball talk.
We're mid-March right now.
Oh, dude,
camp's halfway almost done.
Dude, we have no business doing baseball.
We had this conversation with Ordway at all. Every day we bring it up. I'm like, oh, by the way, the Red Sox may want to hit on this at some point. Yeah, we'll get to it. And sometimes he throws me a bone at 5:58. Says, you got a minute and a half. Go.
Listen, and I'm like, the same thing happens for me, okay? I like to create conversation, you know, throw some interesting questions out there to kind of get the people thinking a little bit. I have a great question for you.
You like the POV, okay?
So, I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and fight you over it. Tyler, get out the phone.
Tyler, get out the phone.
All right, so Tyler, okay, is our new producer from Jacksonville.
Yes.
He's not indebted to anybody. He doesn't have a dog in the race, right? He doesn't owe you anything. He's an impartial
observer.
Don't
know you anything either.
Okay. So, Tyler. Okay.
What's up?
What would you rather do? Would you rather talk...
what's your topic?
Bullpen? So let me tell you what my topic is first, okay? So I see this article, and it's titled, Astrophysicist Asked Twitter How Far Into the Future People Are Willing to Travel. So my question was like, this is very interesting.
And you want to talk about this?
Here's my question, and then we'll see if the people... being Tyler, want to talk about, you know, converse with what I want to do or what you want to do. If you had a time machine,
yep,
and you could only choose going forward in time or going back into the future.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. Back in time.
Forward or back in time? Okay,
you want to go into the past or you want to go into the future? You can go 10 years, you can go 20, you can go 1,000. It's up to you. But you can only go in one direction, either to the future or into the past. Okay.
Interesting.
Which one are you choosing? Because they both have their upsides and their downsides. So I would like to discuss this article. Yes, I would like to talk about this article.
I personally would like to spend 5-10 minutes talking about how I think the Boston Red Sox are way too cocky with this bullpen. Baseball sucks. Okay. They're way too cocky. They feel like they can just turn slop into Brazier. They feel like they're going to find Brazier. They feel like they're smarter than everybody. We'll go find the guy in Eovaldi and, well, screw Britain. We're smarter than everybody and be right. But are they pushing their luck? And I feel like they are because it's been a mess.
Think about all the options and the danger that would exist. You have a time machine and you have a choice. You can go into the future.
Yeah.
Okay, do you go too far into the future?
Good question.
And then end up realizing that all your friends are dead?
I think
maybe the door opens and your leg is gone.
Care about what the world champions are doing right
now. Or do you want to go into the past? Maybe like your dad told you all these stories. You want to find out if they're true
or not. I'll tell you what, do this.
I want to go back 50 years to find out when my dad was in high school.
Take these two subjects that we're talking about, right? Put it on Twitter. Put it on our homepage. What is it? OMF at WEI? We'll retweet it too as well. Christian Fourier, Lou Maloney. We'll tweet it out.
Don't screw up my title, Tyler.
So what do you want to have our conversation about? Do you want us to talk about this time machine moving forward or back?
Yes.
Or do you want to hear me talk about how the Red Sox are way too cocky and how this bullpen is going to blow up in front of their face? All right, we'll put it out there. And then whatever you guys want to talk, we'll do it later because I know there's a lot of football.
You have one choice. Everywhere. What do you choose? You only choose one. I guarantee you. People will hear this and they will be conflicted because you can't go. You can't. Because what happens if you go into the future? Say you go 100 years. They're flying cars.
Isn't this you talking about the topic that we're going to vote on?
I can't stop it.
All right, don't talk about it.
All right, so good.
Put it out.
Who's building this Twitter thingy?
Put it out.
Oh, who's doing it? On WEI.
Okay, so you're doing it, Tyler?
Yes. Tyler's typing it up.
Hey, you know what? This is like a way for us to kind of get Ordway to kind of allow us to talk about stupid stuff.
Oh, your bullpen would be stupid stuff.
Well, Red Sox. Apparently, Red Sox is stupid stuff now.
And then Glenn jumps in.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just feel like we all have our own ideas of what's good, and I feel like, you know, it's we all end up voting on it, and maybe like you guys are joining sides and joining teams and picking on somebody.
We'll let them decide.
Can we agree that the loser will not pout and just accept the results for what they are?
No,
I most definitely am pouting.
So. No. There's no.
I most
no,
definitely.
I want to win because I just sit here and I don't. I go on NBC Sports Boston and we talk baseball. I don't even do it on my own show.
I
want
to make sure. I want to be able to
you in the drama
approve.
Yeah, me and
this
Trenny.
Twitter poll that you're writing up because
me
Tyler,
and DJ Bean, we sit there, we break down socks every night. I'll be there tonight.
Yeah, and you wear a costume,
a wig.
Now for Lou and I to hit a walk off.
When are you gonna be George Washington again?
Say important things about the Red Sox. Don't say it here. So we need you decide.
Okay,
right?
Good.
We send that Twitter poll. You make the call. All right, whatever you decide what you want. Is it me talking about how I think the Sox are way too freaking cocky and this bullpen's gonna blow up their face? Or is it Christian's time travel? Do you want to go forward or
time
back?
Time travel.
So cute. All right, whatever.
Okay. Okay, so fine. I'll drop it for now. Right, that'll be the rules. I'll drop it now. I do have an ear. I am a little irritated about something now. So I see all these. You see all these big numbers, supposed big numbers that all these free agents are signing. Right,
Trey Flowers,
Earl Thomas, Trey Flowers. Look at all this money they're making, and people are going crazy. Oh, it's absurd. It's annoying how much money these guys are making. Can we just act like that is not even the case? When you look at money that is given out.
Guys.
When you think about all the money that it's given out to baseball players, what Trey Flowers made is nothing. Look at Bryce Harper. So you're telling me $70 million is a lot compared to $300 million? That's absurd. $200 million, $150 million for 4 years of work? Stop it. What football players make is nothing. It is a drop in the bucket compared to other sports. NBA.
How about Steph Curry?
I'll give you NBA.
Does anybody know what Steph Curry's makes?
I do not, but I'm sure it's a lot.
How about 5 years, $201 million or something like that? He's making $40 million a year, but yet we want to harp on Bryce Harper, who made $300 over 13 seasons, for God's sake. This guy's making $200 million in 5 years. But no, we'll just keep... What do you think Kyrie's going to make? What do you think Durant's going to make? What do you think LeBron makes?
And they'll make it.
But yet it's always about Machado,
time.
Harper, and blah, David Price, blah, blah, blah. They're not even close to the freaking NBA guys.
Okay, so fine, I'll give you the NBA, but the fact is that what these guys are making is not obnoxious. It's actually, and their money's not even guaranteed. And it's for less years, and there's no option. So enough. Don't call up, don't tweet about how spoiled these NFL players are. They have a shorter lifespan. They get beat the hell up when they're done, and their money isn't even guaranteed. You think Le'Veon Bell's going to make all his money when it's all said and done? You think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get the total value of his contract? Not even close.
He'll get another one.
No, not even close.
He'll get another one.
Well, he'll be washed up in 4 years.
The Twitter poll is up, and I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm looking at this text line. I think I'm going to win.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
People
think your idea is stupid.
No, my idea is great.
I think it's stupid.
I don't even see it. Where is it?
I think it's dumb.
OMF on WEEI.
Let's take a quick call here. I want to go back to the calls, and we'll put that poll up. We'll let you know what the results are. We'll go from there. Let's go to Greg in New Hampshire.
If I lose,
first.
I'll be really amazed,
you should be
actually.
Pissed. Go ahead. Greg, you're up, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Old man, long-time listener.
What's up, old man?
I mean, maybe it's just me. I grew up in the 80s. I looked at box scores, loved it, loved the Red Sox my whole life. But let's hop in that time machine for Le'Veon Bell. 30 years from now, when he looks back,
there you go.
That extra, you know, the money, okay? Mm-hmm. He's going to be rolling in. It doesn't matter either way. But don't you think, when you look back at how great his first, I don't know, what is it, 5 or 6 seasons have been, that his final numbers in the record books are going to mean something to him? And that year that he lost and the 2,200 plus all-purpose yards and how that factors in his final tally. Does that matter to football put for you? Maybe you can answer that. I don't know.
I personally don't. I think it's all about cash.
Well, that's all it's about.
I think it's all about cash, man.
It's about cash now.
Yeah, it's about cash now. That's it. That's it.
But, you know, when you get the money, millions upon millions, and you look back at your legacy.
I don't think they look at legacy. I think they look at, you know what their legacy is? I made more money than you at the end.
Okay.
That's what I think. Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for the call.
Hold on a second. Tyler, you screwed this up. You screwed it up.
I am under
you completely screwed it up. You completely are misleading the audience, okay? You have Red Sox, cocky bullpen, time travel, /forward. For my pick, it needs to be, you only have one option. Which one are you choosing?
I'm working under a character limit here, Christian.
No. Do it again. Start over. Right,
listen,
we're
going
to do this
you
right.
You guys picked him because
do
he's
it right.
impartial.
You're not
listen,
doing it right.
You guys work on that during the break.
We'll do it.
All right, but when we come back, we'll straighten that thing out. But I also want to hear, you want to hear somebody who thinks that Le'Veon Bell won? Teddy Bruschi, our guy. He thinks he won. You hear from Teddy next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
In terms of the Le'Veon Bell, how he handled it for himself, I got to say he came out on the other side getting what he wanted. And I think Le'Veon's showing if you have that right number, that magic number, which is age, and you're young enough, you can sit out a franchise tag year and still be able to come out the other side and still get a $50-plus million deal with $35 million in guarantees. He didn't want the risk. He wanted to maximize his age, his situation, and possibly let me get out of this place that's trying to shackle me and hold me on these one-year deals. Now I'm happy I got what I want.
Teddy Bruschi this morning talking about how Le'Veon Bell came out on the other side of this thing looking pretty good.
I say no. I say absolutely not. If I was to tell you, I wonder if it's from back in 2017, that the Steelers offered him a $70 million deal with $33 million of that being guaranteed. It's 2 years ago. Okay, this is before he was holding out and he came back.
How much guaranteed?
Late. $33 million. Now, granted, that $33 million was going to be paid out over 3 years of the deal would pay out. Yeah. So the first 3 years of that deal, that $70 million deal, would pay out $45 million.
I'm not even
or
saying.
Or $15 million per season.
But I'm not even saying he screwed that part of it up. He could turn down the deal, just accept his 14 and a half from Pittsburgh for the year.
Well, that's another way of looking at it. But the fact that
signed the contract
he completely screwed up. How was this not a complete just utter disaster as far as money lost? Let's equate that. Give me a math guy to really break it down as far as, in the end, how much money did he really
lose? I think the only way you would consider him a winner, if it wasn't, 4 years, 52.
36% of the time, 95, which equals, I don't know.
I mean, if it was like, 4 years, 70, I might sit there and say, Jesus, good for him. The guy made 17, 18 a year. He probably made his money back. Because that's the highest paid running back in football. Good for him. But he didn't. I think the Jets, as much as you talk about running backs and the importance of running backs, I don't think it's a bad deal for them at all.
He turned down. His problem was he's just a little too arrogant. Too arrogant. He saw what Gurley got. His pride started biting at the back of his neck.
Do you like him New York?
What do you mean?
Are you worried about the New York Jets?
No. I am not worried about the New York Jets. I'm not worried about the Miami Dolphins. I am not worried about the Buffalo Bills. So Sam Darnold's going to be in his second year.
I'm not worried about any of them. But
no.
I mean, how much is it? See, because yesterday we had this discussion where Ordway sort of felt like, these contracts, Trey Flowers out in Detroit, it's not going to be worth it because they're not going to win. Well, if that's the case, then it's only one team. You might sit there and say what the Rams did last year didn't work. Right, all the money they dished out in one-year deals or whatever it might be. But they got to the Super Bowl. I mean, if you got all this cash out there, why wouldn't you go out there and sign a guy? I don't think he went nuts for Le'Veon Bell. So it's not like, okay, if the Jets next year win six games, is this a failure? I don't know. Tell me how Sam Darnold looks with a threat at running back. Because I think that Jared Goff looked better when Gurley was outstanding. And I think when Leonard Fournette is healthy, I think that makes Blake Bortles look a little bit better as well.
Nick Foles now.
So, granted, Mahomes didn't need Kareem Hunt because he's that kind of talent. But a lot of young quarterbacks, I think if you give them that running back and it's sort of like we got to worry about the run, we got to worry about Le'Veon Bell, that opens things up a little bit for Darnold. So they're investing in their quarterback.
Yeah, so when you look at the Browns, so do people think Baker Mayfield's going to turn into Patrick Mahomes? So he's going to have 50-plus touchdowns, and is Freddie Kitchens going to be able to not only call the right plays, really anything he draws up should work. You have unbelievable skill position players at every single spot. Every single thing you draw up should work. It should look like Patrick Mahomes. All right. But is Freddie Kitchens Andy Reid? What's their defense going to look like?
Well, I would say, does he turn into, I think the Jared Goff comparison is better. Because Goff's first year was a mess. He was Josh Allen. I mean, he was the kid out, Rosen, rather.
Yeah, in Arizona.
It was awful his first year. Seven games, he was pathetic. Year two, 28 touchdowns, seven picks. You know, then they gave him some wide receivers, and he went 32-12, took his team to the Super Bowl, and they lost Cooper Kupp. So I would look at Baker Mayfield more in that category than Pat Mahomes. Mahomes is ridiculous.
But I think that's what people are expecting. They're expecting so and that's the worst and the best thing about it, right? When you get all this talent, it's kind of what comes with the territory. All these expectations. The Browns have arrived. Haven't played a down of football yet. And they have a completely, well, I wouldn't say new coaching staff, but different, because Kitchens was there last year. They kept their wide receivers, coaching some other guys. But they're just assuming this is all going to figure it out. It's all set in stone.
I would say Baker Mayfield last year started 13 games, had 27 touchdowns, 14 picks. I would expect an uptick. I would expect him to be in that 35 touchdown range. You know, interceptions, whatever. We'll see. He's got to control that.
You better get 50 out of this group.
Maybe 40. But he's still got a running back. He's still got Nick Chubb. We don't know if Kareem Hunt's coming back or when he's going to come back. So you still got a running back that's got a good running back that's going to get some touchdowns. Hell, Chubb last year, how many touchdowns? He had 8. You know, and he wasn't even the starter. It was Carlos Hyde for a while. So that's a big group. Odell Beckham, they add that to the group. And I want to pose this question. When you saw what Beckham went for, a first, a third, Jabril Peppers, any Patriots fans look out there and say, why didn't New England do that? I don't know. Did you want them to do that? We'll talk about that next. No Glenn Ordway. It's the MFers. And we'll talk about Odell Beckham. Should the Patriots have been involved in him? We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.